This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Stunamonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury.
Supported by the Ministry of Education.
Coming up next, it's Pinoy Pride.
Good afternoon, Christchurch. Welcome to my episode, Pinoy Pride, and you're tuning in to Plains FM 96.9. Yes, you got it right on your radio dial. Our Filipino word for today is kamusta and mabuti. It's like saying, how are you? And you respond, I'm good. So how are we gonna use it? You can say, kamusta, Roy? And my response is mabuti. So it's like saying, how are you, Roy? And my response is, I'm good. So that's it for the basic of our Filipino word today, kamusta and mabuti. Soon you'll be hearing more about basic Filipino words on my next show. Let's proceed to our main topic today. We're going to talk about my top 8 reasons why you should not visit my country, which is Philippines. First on my list, if you don't like happy and hospitable people, this is not the country for you. Part of the Filipino culture is to always treat our guests warmly, whether they are foreigners or not. Therefore, if there is one thing that foreigners would usually comment about right after they visit the Philippines, it would probably not be the food or the places, but the hospitality of the people. We put our very best every time a guest comes to visit us. You might see the streets the moment you land in the country. You will be greeted warmly at the airport, hotel, restaurants, and just about everywhere you go. The Philippines has a very good quality service to foreigners. Yet it is not just with the foreigners that we are very hospitable of. We are very much like that with Filipino guests as well, especially if they are not very close to us. It might sound strange, but that is true. Second on my list, if you don't like no language barrier, you should not plan on coming to my country. The Philippines is the second or third largest English-speaking country in the world, depending on how you measure it. One measurement is the number of people in the country that speak English. The other is the percentage of the population that speak English, but either way, it's good news for us. By us, I don't necessarily mean native English speakers, but foreigners in general. English has become the international language, and most travelers, adventurers, and entrepreneurs share this language. I consider myself extremely lucky to have learned this one first and have the utmost respect for anybody that can master it as a second language. Majority can speak and understand or comprehend English regardless of their accent, intonation, and fluidity. After all, English is an official language of the Philippines. It is also the language of banking, business, commerce, and trade. It is also the language used in all tertiary textbooks and oral reference books, especially when you're studying. By the way, English is one of our subjects ever since kindergarten until we graduate college. Next on my list, if you don't like volcanoes, don't worry about earthquakes. It seldom happens in my country. The most famous are Taal Volcano and Mayon Volcano. For Taal Volcano, the government made an overlooking park which visitors can relax and view the entire beauty of the volcano and its lake. Even the locals, they offer a day package tour around the Lake of the Volcano by horseback riding. And it also includes lunch. Mount Mayon is famous for its perfect cone shape because of its symmetric conical shape. The volcano with its surrounding landscape was declared a national park on July 20, 1938. It is the first park declared in the Philippines. If you like mountain climbing, Mount Mayon is not only in the list. There is Mount Apple, the highest peak in my country, which is also a volcano. It elevates at 2,954 meters above sea level, just 700 meters shy at height of Mount Cook. There is also Mount Canlaon, the highest in the Visayas region. By the way, I'm proud to say that I have conquered Mount Apple and stepped on its crater, and of course, including Mount Canlaon. If you don't like hiking and spelunking, my country is not for you. Philippines boasts a long list of picturesque hiking trails ranging in levels of difficulty. In a country gifted with abounding natural beauty, hikers can be guaranteed stunning panoramic views accompanying them during and rewarding them after every journey. If you're in with adventure, to name one, there is a famous and amazing trail near Manila, which is Masungi Diu Reserve in Antipolo, Rizal, which is about like maybe 30 minutes travel from Metro Manila. This reserve is 1,600 hectare conservation area set with lush rainforests and limestone formations, has quickly become a famous day trip destination. The trail, which takes 3 to 4 hours to complete, is made exciting by a variety of paths and ropes, obstacles, and made beautiful by several spectacular viewpoints in between. So it's like having a one-day trip, hiking, and then viewing all the beautiful sceneries around it. So if you are keen to this kind of adventure, spelunking and hiking, I would also recommend you to go to Sagada Mountain Province. If you're, you know, like doing this both activities. You can also see there the seventh wonder of the world, which is the Banawi Rice Terraces, when you go to Sagada Mountain Province. And even in my home province, you can do both hiking and spelunking. But guys, before I go on my list, I already have 4 left. We will be hearing Apple the App song about Philippines. FYI, Apple the App is a Filipino and is a member of the group called Black Eyed Peas. So let's play the music on now.
Visayas, Mindanao, it's more fun. Boracay, Palawan, Tagaytay, it's more fun. Pampanga, Manila, Batangas, it's more fun. Baguio, Cebu, and Subic, Mabuhay!
Welcome to my town, welcome to my city. A special place, everything looks pretty. Let's go somewhere, let's hop into a jeepney. I wanna take you all around. So many things to do in town. See the beauty, hear the sounds. This is where paradise is found. Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun than the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Oh yeah.
It's more fun than the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. White sands, blue water. You can take a walk. It's so soft. You should take your shoes off. You could walk along the beach. Sun shining on your feet. Unwind then dine. Our food is unique. Go dancing in the moonlight. Move with the wind.
see the sunrise shine through the tall palm trees. See the scene of the city. If you want the nightlife, go enjoy the town and go party all night.
Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun in the Philippines. You feel like in a dream.
Oh, yeah.
It's more fun than the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Come and taste the food and enjoy the hospitality. Everyone is welcome, you are part of the family. We can go surfing or we can go diving. We can see the sights on all the different islands. Oh, it's a beauty, all the things you should see. So come to Mindanao and feel the unity. Looks like paradise,
yep.
See it with your eyes. You can do so many things, just tell me what you like.
Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. More fun in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. It's more fun in the Philippines.
Yes, I can say it's more fun in my country. It's more fun in the Philippines. Now, let's go on the fifth in my list. If you don't like extreme adventures, if you are weak on the stuff, then don't go to my country. To name a few of the extreme adventures my country has to offer, we have canyoneering. Removed from the concrete jungle of Cebu is an unperturbed patch of greenery named Matutino River, Kawasan Falls, and Mualbual that are known for one thing only, canyoneering. Blessed with natural splendors and rough canyons, these sites are dubbed as the playgrounds for adrenaline junkies or friends looking for a natural escape that a city can't fulfill. Imagine trekking to the last foliage and tall trees before discovering a deep hidden canyon where you can rappel the walls and cliff jump into crystal clear rivers. It's true, Mother Nature does have an adventurous side to her. While swimming skills aren't required for canyoneering, it's best to equip yourself with comfortable trekking shoes and light clothing. This activity requires safety equipment and best enjoyed with a tour guide. I have tried canyoneering and it was scary yet an amazing and fun experience for me. If you plan to visit my home province, which is Cebu, you should include it in your to-do list. Next, on the extreme adventures, we also have the tandem skydive. Sometimes having a friend, which makes skydiving a lot more pleasant than fear-inducing, if such is true, tandem skydive is tailored for you. Popularly performed above the green terrains of Pampanga and Bantayan Island, which is like 4 hours drive away from my home city, you won't need any prior experience for this sky-high adventure. Thrilling as it's liberating, you'll be strapped on to an experienced skydiving instructor under a single parachute before you make the highest leap of your life from 10,000 feet. Imagine 10,000 feet. This adrenaline-fueled pastime is best enjoyed on a clear and sunny weather. Anytime between November to June is a great slot for skydiving in the Philippines. The thought of jumping from an airplane scares me. But I did it anyway, and it's really fun. Yet, you get that beating of your heart really pumping the thought of it. A piece of advice, you must shout out your fears out, otherwise you might faint, and you won't enjoy the free fall. Imagine, it took the plane 30 minutes to reach at the elevation of 10,000 feet, and landing on the ground with a parachute is only 5 minutes. So if you go for this, shut your fears out so you might not faint, and then you would enjoy the free fall. Next, you also have whitewater rafting. If swimming pools and water theme parks are too tame for your inner wild child, you may enjoy the adrenaline rush from whitewater rafting, a country that is naturally blessed with long winding rivers. There are a few famous spots for this outdoor activity in the Philippines, namely Cagayan de Oro and Chico River. Once you throw a life jacket and grab your paddle, the boat ride will typically begin with a calm and serene route for a chance to admire the rocky boulders and patches of greenery. As the minutes go by, and then minutes go to hours, rapids after rapids will have your boat tumbling about. This is where adrenaline and teamwork come to play. Because usually in a rubber boat, it would consist like 6 to 8 people to fit in. Man, honestly, it's challenging when you're dealing with the rapids of water. And, you know, when you change turns. Otherwise, if you don't go with the paddling coordinately, the water will throw you over to the rocks. And that might wound you severely, so you won't be enjoying it. I have tried it, and it's always best to listen to your guide on what he is giving you, the instructions on how to do the paddling, and, you know, have the coordination. Whitewater rafting sounds like your kind of paradise. The best time to visit differ according to the location of choice. For Cagayan de Oro, it's best to go there by the month of June to December. And Chico River, which is in Luzon, the best time to go there is between June to mid-March. Seventh on my list, if you don't like Filipino cuisine, if you don't have a tummy for a delicious food, you can skip Philippines. Filipino cuisine is composed of cuisines of 144 distinct ethno-linguistic groups found throughout the Philippines archipelago. By the way, our islands consist of 7,107. So it's a lot. However, a majority of mainstream Filipino dishes composed Philippine cuisine are from the cuisines of the Ilocano, Pangasinan, Kapampangan, Tagalog, Bicolano, Bisayan, which I am, and Chabacano, Maranao ethno-linguistic groups. We have mix of Indian, Chinese, Spanish, and American influences in our dish. Chicken adobo, for example, the most Filipino dish, chicken adobo is one of the most famous foods to try in the Philippines, known and loved by everyone. Adobo means marinade in Spanish, and this is just that chicken marinated is a mixture of soya sauce and vinegar, and a mix of herbs. Adobo, no list of Filipino food would be complete without adobo. Lechon, whether it's beef, chicken, or pork, lechon is marinating the meat and then grilled on with charcoal. The lechon is the most invited party guest in the Philippines. We also have crispy para, chicken inasal, pancit palabok, bulalo, arroz caldo, tinola, kare-kare, Ilocos empanada, sinigang, tapa, and the list goes on and on. But I don't want to go on with that list. So I'm just giving you some of the foods that are most likely to be tasted when you visit my country. If you don't like parties and festivals, okay, so along with yummy food, Filipinos are fan of parties, and we have a lot of festivals that's being celebrated per regions. If there's one sure fact about Filipinos, is that they love to hold parties, even if there isn't a special occasion or a reason to celebrate. If you see food stretches as far as the eye can see and shoes are lined up at the front door in numbers, that would make Imelda Marcos blush. Then you are entering a Pinoy house holding a party. What else do you see? Oftentimes, a group of aunties and uncles are playing cards, or impressively good singing is coming from the karaoke corner. They usually hold house parties or even in the workplace. Another thing aside from those, we have a lot of festivities. Although most of them are kind of related to religious practices. The most famous of all is the annual Sinulog Festival, which is held in my home place, Cebu City, attracting around 1 to 2 million people from all over the Philippines every year, and the foreigners are not yet included on this count. The street party is the craziest. So let me describe this in a situation. If you want to cross from bus interchange to Hoyts or vice versa, normally you could cross it in less than a minute. But with the Sinulog festivities, it would take you 30 minutes. I mean, literally 30 minutes because of the crowd joining the party. And by the way, vehicles can get inside the safety perimeter, so you need to travel by foot, going to malls or meeting with your friends. So that's how crazy it is. 30 minutes crossing from bus interchange, that distance, to Hoyts. Next on the celebration, we have Christmas. Christmas is the longest and happiest of the Filipino festivals. By late September, you could already hear Christmas songs and jingles inside the malls. And by the end of October, every year, you could already see houses and malls having Christmas decors. Christmas in the Philippines commences on December 16 and ends in the first Sunday of January. For the 9 days preceding December 25, masses, popularly known as Simbang Gabi or Mesa de Aguinaldo, are held starting at 4 o'clock in the morning. After the mass, the people hurry to the tiny stalls which sells fresh rice cakes and other native delicacies with free streaming cups of tea. On the eve of Christmas Day, families dine together in what is popularly called Noche Buena. And last of my list, and the top on my list, the 8 reasons why you should not visit Philippines is: if you don't like beaches and swimming, I think you should reconsider. We have world-renowned beaches. I will just mention the top 2 beaches based on the CNN travel report. I don't want to go over time because there's a lot in the list. The beaches in Palawan, we have El Nido and Coron. If Palawan is indeed the last frontier of the Philippines, and it is being dubbed the coastal town of El Nido, is the gateway to wild adventure. Sure, it's got powder fine beaches and gin clear waters, but the views are what really sell the place. Off the coast of El Nido are majestic karst limestone formations, empty lagoons, marble cliffs, prehistoric caves, and waterfalls. All are easily explored. El Nido is a popular base for divers. Surrounding waters contain more than 50 species of corals and attract whales, whale sharks, sea cows, manta rays, dolphins, seahorses, and endangered turtles. Coron Island, on the other hand, is a wedge-shaped limestone island in the province of Palawan. It has seven lakes, famous of which is the nationally acclaimed cleanest lake in the Philippines, the Kayangan Lake. It also has a number of islands with white beaches and clear water, perfect for snorkeling, deep sea fishing, and shipwreck diving. Some coastal areas are covered with mangrove forest. Lastly, the most famous Boracay Island. Bad times have befallen the jewel in the crown of the Philippines beach destination. In April 2018, the country announced it was closing Boracay Island for 6 months because of environmental damage. Behind the problem is, of course, the dazzling beauty that has made Boracay so attractive to travelers and developers. The shutdown is intended to provide time to clean up the island and the surrounding seas. If this proves successful, Boracay should be able once again to claim its rightful place on this list. But the good news now, it was reopened for public lately on October 25th this year. Boracay have the fine sugary white sand beaches, a 4-kilometer stretch that in happier days welcomes everyone from beach bums to adventurers. At night, under normal circumstances, the beach comes alive with candlelit sand castles, cozy restaurants, and bars that stay open till dawn. Away from the white beaches are calmer resorts. There's always been a least boisterous side of Boracay, and even in recent years, it still offered secluded trips of sands, coves, caves, and cliffs. During the early months of the year, Boracay typically attracts hundreds of kiteboarders and windsurfers who compete in the International Funboard Cup. The rough waves and strong winds make Boracay an ideal destination for water sports fanatics and water sea lovers. Let's hope it continues to do so when it reopens. Actually, it already reopens for business. That's it, guys. What I'm giving you is just a bird's eye view. If you plan to come to my home country, which is Philippines, and if you need some help on your planning, that is, if you decide to go to the Philippines, please leave a comment or message me. Until next time, adios. Hasta la vista, baby.